Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 268. It's new to you. Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming tech gadget and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I guess I'm Pandalicious.
Well, I'm pretty sure you're Pandalicious.
Am I? Oh, that's what it says on the name tag.
What it says on the inside of your palm.
Today I am Pandalicious.
Yeah, I am not Pandalicious. I am Ninja Sister. It says so on my underwear. I'm nodding my head right now.
You write your name on your underwear?
No. I have minions that do that.
I need some minions.
But you can't read it because it's written in ninja.
I don't care.
You can't.
I don't want to see your name on your panties anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
I want some minions, though. Submit your applications for being my minion.
Do you need a form? I could whip that up for you really quick.
It'd be four questions. Name, email, do you want to be a minion, yes or no, and the fax number to send it to me.
I don't think you've thought this form out properly.
And there should be a picture. Hot dudes apply. And see, I don't say need only, because I'm an equal opportunity minion employer.
Oh, okay, that's good.
But it's a perk if you're hot and a dude.
So you're an EEME?
Yep.
You're EME?
I'm an EME.
Okay. Well, guess what? This is a clip show. Guess what? Smooth segue. Did it again.
It's not very smooth if you have to talk about it.
You know what? Eat a dick. But here's the thing.
Nom 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 nom.
Wait, what?
That is not how you... That's anyway. Not.
Peppermint patty. So, we have for you guys yet another fun-filled clip show.
We're only doing it because Ninja's going to New York. And it's Halloween-ish time.
Wait.
And
wait.
Yes.
Wait.
And they don't trust me to do a show all by myself.
Oh, well, you've done shows all by yourself.
I know, and I rocked at it.
One opinion.
That is the majority opinion.
And the majority of one is not a majority.
No, there's more than just one. My opinion actually is the opinion of several masses. One of my opinions equals like a third-rate country's opinion.
A third-rate country? So, like, what?
The U.S. is now technically a third-rate country, so my opinion is the American
opinion.
Are you
meaning third world?
Yeah, that's what I think I meant. But I was like, I am kidding through this sentence, whether I'm wrong or not.
Like, I'm committed, we're going down this path, and I'm not turning
like,
around.
Like, this captain is going down this ship.
I am not stopping and asking for directions.
I know I took a wrong turn at Albuquerque, and I don't care.
That's right, I got a GPS and a full tank of gas.
I wish I had a GPS.
You do, it's on your phone.
No, that I'll doesn't count. I want it to talk to me. I don't talk
it's
to that.
About you, isn't it?
I don't talk to many people, so if I can find applications that will talk to me, I will invest in those.
Well, you need to get a new iPhone that way so Siri can talk to you.
I have a strange feeling that my Siri wouldn't want to talk to me.
No,
that would be funny. It'd be like, I don't want to speak to you, Panda. And I'd be like, why? I paid for you.
Why don't you like me? Like me!
All evidence points to your being a douchebag. And then, like, there'll be, like, clips to my Facebook when I say douchebaggy things. I feel like I would get the snarky Siri.
I would want the snarky Siri.
I don't.
Well,
I want one that will pander to me.
Oh my god, here we go again with the pandas.
Anyway.
We get enough pandering last week?
Nope.
We need more pandering?
We need to be like 50% more panda.
I don't think so. If we're 50% more panda, we'd have no ninja.
How about 25% more panda?
You're for a majority panda stake in this podcast?
Yes.
You've thought that through?
Yes.
All right.
Big reveal.
We have all kinds of clip goodness for you that we've taken pretty much from the last year that you definitely haven't heard because we've clipped out of shows all over the place.
A snip and snip actually, here and a snip snip there.
And a couple of tra-la-las.
Tra-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la.
No, not tra-la-la-la-la.
Tra-la-la-la-la. And I'm actually not bad
at that. Oh my god, if you want to do the whole thing, you can just make the whole episode that.
Nope.
Just a whole hour of that.
Oh, people would hate me.
They would not like you.
And I want people to like me.
Well, I want people to listen to this clip because we're actually talking about multiplayer. And more importantly, we're talking about how you don't play multiplayer with me. Although that has actually changed somewhat. And we're going to keep that trend going in the positive direction.
We're most certainly going to try.
An effort will be made.
Strong emphasis on I will attempt to.
You know what? Just check out the clip. Alright, so on the game tip. Still playing pretty much everything that we've been playing. Like, I need to get the Call of Duty game, but I just haven't had a chance to, like,
you
actually go out
and play it.
You suck
at first-person shooter, so why
yeah,
would you
but I
play
love
it?
Modern Warfare. I finished it.
This is a totally... This is
I know, different. But it's the same mechanic. You shoot people and kill them, right?
Well, yeah.
Alright then. So that didn't change. You shoot them from the first person perspective,
yeah, but
right?
If you get really dedicated to the story will only take you about 6 hours to complete, and you don't do multiplayer, so I don't see a strong investment for you to play.
No, here's
it.
The thing. I don't do multiplayer because every time I set up to do multiplayer with the people that I know that I would like to play multiplayer with, they go play with other people, and then they don't have time to play with me.
You really won't let that go.
No, I won't.
You know, there are other people
never
in this
in
world
life.
But me.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that the world revolves sometimes.
It does. It does. Okay? I like to get my rank up with people that I know I can trust that won't make fun with me.
I didn't get past, like, I think rank 6.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Multiplayer on Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
I didn't even do any multiplayer. Because I was supposed to do multiplayer, and I was waiting to do multiplayer.
No, I would never have agreed to do multiplayer on that with you. Because I don't like to play it, because everyone I play with is a lot better than me. And they're always like, why are you so low, Pandalicious? It's like, because I don't know the maps, fuckers. Like, why are you squatting over there for? We're all over here. Well, I'm near the skulls. That's dead people. Well, how the fuck would I know that?
Well, typically skulls do indicate dead people.
It was bad. Like, I kept running towards dead people, and like, my team's like, Panda, where are you going? I'm like, isn't this where you guys are? No, we're over here. Oh.
But I don't mind short story. I mean, we've talked about this before. I don't mind a game being only 6 or 10 hours of gameplay if it's a good 6 or 10 hours of gameplay. Because if it's that good, I'm going to want to replay it, and I'm not going to want to take 20 hours to run through it again.
Okay.
You know? So, like, I played Modern Warfare 2 twice because I enjoyed it. Like, the snow mission I fucking loved.
Well, yeah, when you, like, go off the, like, side of the...
Yeah.
And you're like, oh...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know,
like,
so
don't hit the trees.
You know, so I have no problem with games that are, you know, 6 or 10 hours if they're good,
right?
If they're fun, because that means that I can, you know, play it this weekend, and then the following weekend I can play it again, and I'll get through it again. You know, like Heavy Rain. As much as I wanted to try and get other endings, I don't have that kind of time or resolve.
It's really good, though.
I know, but I can't do it.
Where's your copy? I'll play it for you, and then you can see. You can see how that shit's done.
It's in Virginia right now.
Why is it still in Virginia?
Because I lent it to a friend.
Well, I'm sure this person's beaten it by now.
Actually, they couldn't. Every time they got to one specific mission, their PS3 overheated.
That's not cool.
Yeah, they got a slim, and they're like, dude, I can't get past it. What's going on? I'm like, maybe you need to take your thing out of 1080i. Maybe you want to bring it back to 720. Maybe yours can't not handle the outputs.
Well, once I get mine back from King Baby Duck.
So, anywho, anyway. In this next clip, we're actually talking about, I was kind of running my mouth about.
Yeah, you do that sometimes.
You know what? It's an audio podcast. What am I going to do? Sit here and look pretty? Won't be very entertaining for the people.
We're really attractive.
We are. But it wouldn't really be a great podcast for you guys. We're like, no, you look pretty. No, you look pretty.
I'm sure there
are
five...
I like your eyeshadow.
I'm sure that there are five fans who would not have a problem with that. They'd be like, pretty girls. It's like, yeah, zoom in on her eye. What a sexy eye that is. Mm-hmm. And I just creeped myself out.
Will you stop? Could you, like, why don't you take a second and think about what you just did to yourself?
Yeah.
And while you do that, why don't you enjoy this clip where I'm, you know, talking about Beyond Good and Evil, and I think Vindictus, too. The last game thing I have before we call it an episode. I've talked about this game before. I know I've talked about it at least 10 times. Beyond Good and Evil. Because I love this game. I think it is one of the best games ever made. Like, in my top 10 games of all time in my lifetime, Beyond Good and Evil is in my top 5.
Okay.
Okay? And if I'm really, really honest, it's in my top 3.
Is it number 3?
It's number 3. It's not my top game of all time.
What is your top game?
We'll talk about that in another episode. But it's in my top 3.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh my god, that'd be a great topic for next week.
Well, it'll be a great topic for something else I'm thinking. Anyway, it's in my top 3. Beyond Good and Evil, I think, is kind of almost the perfect definition of what a great game should be. You've got a strong lead character.
With boobies.
And she just happens to be a female. And she's not nearly naked. It's got a really fun, interesting story that you want to unravel. It pokes a little bit of fun at itself in the game genre. Not a lot. You've got some really fun sidekick and periphery characters. You've got good game mechanics. And it looks great. Okay? It's like the fucking definition of a great game on a console. Okay, I'm not talking PC gaming, because PC gaming has a completely different, I think, kind of scale that you have to use of what's a great PC game. But on a console game, Beyond Good and Evil, like, pfft, ding, done.
Ding, and we're done, kid.
Okay, and so I've been dying for BG&E 2, and I'm so upset that there wasn't even anybody talking about it at E3 last year. So Ubisoft, fucking fix that. But in the meantime, they've thrown us a bone.
How big is the bone?
Like a chicken bone?
A chicken wing?
That's a loaded question. No, it's not a chicken wing. It's bigger than a chicken wing.
Is it a dinosaur fossil?
It's not a dinosaur fossil. It's like a St. Bernard skeleton. Okay, it's good size, but it's not like, woo!
Okay.
So, Ubisoft is going to be re-releasing Beyond Good and Evil. But they've updated it, and they've created a HD port, so it'll be coming to the next-gen console.
In HD?
And they threw more polygons.
In
4D! No, not in 4D. They just threw more polygons at it. They're not adding
more
any
pixels?
It's got more pixels. Okay. They didn't add any new content, so it's the original game as it was. Nothing's been changed. It just looked better.
Okay.
So they're going to be re-releasing it. It's going to be DLC, so you'll be able to go into your marketplace on your Xbox, or you go into the PSN store.
Oh my god, I'm going to buy it up!
You'll be able to buy it and download it and play it. I'm telling you right now, people, it's a buy. If you've never played Beyond Good and Evil,
You need to.
As soon as the HD port is available, because it's not available yet, but as soon as it is available, you need to get on that. We will let you know when it's dropping, because you, as a gamer, I don't care what console you're on. If you're a console gamer, you need to play this game. If you're a PC gamer, I have never played it on the PC, but I can't imagine the experience is any different. It's still a great story. You've got to play it. Jade is a great character. It's really a fun story. You know, it's a good platformer. It didn't suffer from camera angle issues. So, I mean, that right there in and of itself is a reason to get it. But they've thrown a bone. I still want a definite date on BG&E 2. Ubisoft, I'm not letting you off the hook on that. So, you know me. I know you. We know each other. Like, we can talk between friends. I won't even tell anybody. But you need to let me know, because I'm really getting a little pissed that I don't know. I'm also pissed about Last Guardian and not knowing dick else about it as well.
I know!
Okay, so people need to get on that as well, because Last Guardian needs to be released. I need to know when, so I can start saving up my pennies now for that freaking collector's edition, because that art book is going to be ridiculous, and you know they're going to do it, and I'm gonna need to get it. So that's pretty much my game stuff. The last thing that I have is computer related, and you're gonna be like, Ninja, you don't talk about computer related stuff.
I know, and whenever I talk about it, you're like, don't ever talk about WoW again. So I don't,
because there's more things on the computer than just WoW, but you can't really focus on that.
Whenever you portal.
Yes.
However, Steam.
Yes. And I'm glad for Steam. And I'm glad that you discovered Steam. I'm glad that you discovered that there are things other than WoW. Because when you go to WoWland,
I haven't been there in how long now?
I know. But you can't go back. Because it's like crack to you. You can't go back. Because you'll be stuck. And I swear, before the internet, if you go back to WoW, I am calling that TV show intervention, and I'm doing an intervention, because Oprah may or not be around anymore, because I was going to call Oprah. But you go back to WoW, I'm telling you right now, we're doing an intervention. I'm not even joking. I'm, like, really serious right now. But anyway, talking to PC game. Actually, talking to PC and Mac. Yep. So, Nexon America, not a company that I've had a lot of experience with, actually, but I spent some time with them when I was at E3 this summer and played a game called Vindictus. And I think we probably mentioned Vindictus on the website, just because Nexon is really, really getting hot. Their deal is basically free to play. So all of their games, you can go to their website, download, and you just play. There's no monthly fee for it.
Oh, reminds me of Diablo before Battle.net became profitable.
Breach, but you can go in and buy Nexon cards to have point values that you can use in the game to build up your character. So you can, you know, buy armor for things that you may not necessarily have the skill points.
Can you imagine factoring that into your budget? It's like, all right, so I paid my phone bill, my mortgage up. Gotta buy a couple more Nexon cards.
I need to get some Nexon cards.
I have to get my armor upgraded for that next battle with that red thing.
Yeah, I could see myself doing that, but that's just because I've got a little touch of the OCD. But the thing about Vindictus is that it's an action online RPG, which, you know, if I'm going to do an RPG, it's got to be action RPG because I hate turn-based. This is a known fact. But Vindictus is really gorgeous. Like, you had a chance to actually look at it, right?
Yeah, I did. I went up to the website. I made myself a
passport.
Yep, made a passport to that. The open beta starts up on the 13th of October, if you didn't know about that.
You should definitely get in on that. Right now, you can't download it unless you were invited to the closed beta.
Yeah.
But the open beta drops on the 13th. And what's really neat is that anyone who's been playing the closed beta, whatever your rank and how much loot you have and those kinds of things that you have, will carry over into the open beta when that opens up. And I think they even up the level cap to, I think, like, 38 or 39. I think 38. And you'll be able to take whatever you've built up in the open beta with you when the game actually comes out of beta and is released later on in the year. I think they're on target to hit before holiday goes hard. So you'll be looking at, yeah.
Pfft, like I suppose how soft it is right now.
Holiday is a little soft right now. But
It's a grower.
What's neat is that it really is cool. Like, if you were part of the closed beta, there were two or three docks that you were able to go to because there you start on, like, this seafaring, you know, city on a harbor type area. And it definitely has, you know, as the name kind of suggests, Vindictus. It's set in a medieval-ish time, but
are
not
they
like
vindictive?
You're fighting. I would hope that you were, you know, fighting with vengeance as opposed to just fighting because you're happy. I hit you because I'm happy! I hit you because I'm happy!
Yeah, I stab you because I love you. Because they were fucked out of something and they're trying to get it back.
I don't know the story. I only played for about 10 minutes.
Because
at
a true warrior doesn't meet their true potential in their field of combat unless they're fighting for a reason.
I played a little bit of this, which, as you know, I'm not really good with the PC gaming. It's not my deal. But I was able to jump right in, jump onto the keyboard, and actually, between the keyboard and mouse, get where I wanted to go and strafe the way I wanted to, which was really cool for me, because that typically doesn't happen with me, which is why I don't game on the PC. I like controllers. Anyway, but the main character was really funny. As I was looking at him, because you can play either a female character or a male character, and then you can tweak them out however you like.
Lan is the dude.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the
chick's name. I can't remember the chick's name either. But what was really funny is the way that I was playing Lan, I stopped and I moved the camera to look at him, and he reminded me of Siegfried from Soul Calibur.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Not Nightmare. Siegfried. So when he was all cured by the sword, you know, the Soul Calibur sword is instead of, you know, the Nightmare sword. And so he was like blonde.
Soul Edge. Yeah. Soul Edge.
Right. So when Soul Calibur healed him as opposed to Soul Edge, Bedwin healed him, and he was all blonde and happy and in the armor.
Right.
Blue eyes. Like, that's what Lan reminds me of, is like a less beefy Siegfried.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. But the game mechanics was real simple to follow. You know, you can use items or not use items. You can hoard them if you want to. It really doesn't affect your character. You know, you can play the whole thing and never use an item if you do it really well and still beef up your character pretty well. Which, for me, I'm all about the action. I just want to get in there, swing, fight, do, solve, go, go, go.
Yeah, that sounds like you.
Yeah, pretty much me. And Vindictives lets you do that. And for a free-to-play game, that's pretty effing cool. Like, even if you never get into doing any of the point stuff, you've got a really solid, runs at a solid 60 frame, or better, depending upon your computer's loadout. I'll
probably play that on Mama Mac. Fable 3! Take a listen to this nugget of goodness.
But what's really kind of striking to me is just how much depth is in 3.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of touched on that a little bit, because I mentioned it before. But as far as the detail really goes, one mechanic that they've added in this game is the sense of touch. You touch people.
Like, a lot.
And by that, I don't necessarily mean just the sex.
No, you're handshaking, you're patty caking,
yeah,
you're chatting up people, you're giving them hugs.
Yeah, and you need to do that.
Actually. You're like a politician. Hey, what's up? Really? Hugging babies?
Shaking babies and kissing women. Wait, no. Kissing babies and shaking hands.
Shaking women. Where's my money?
Bitch, better have it.
Where's my present? Where is it?
Seriously, I love gifts.
But I mean... But
there's a lot to it. You know, because you are a monarch that is basically now trying to rally the people behind them in order to...
I wouldn't say monarch yet, because you don't rule. I would say...
You're part of the monarchy.
Yeah, but okay. Your decisions are not nearly as strong as Logan's are.
No, you're not the king.
You're not the big queen. Cheese.
No, but you're still part of the monarchy.
Yes.
You're still a royal.
I would say royal. You are a royal.
Okay, fine. So you're a royal running around trying to... Get the people
build a following so that you can coup your brother. I'm gonna coup you. Coup's happening, bitch. Coup's happening. In a very regal and sophisticated way.
But in order to do that, you actually have to build relationships. And that's one thing that, you know, Fable 1...
Like politicians.
Fable 1 and 2...
Oh my god, it actually is just like politics.
It is, because you've got to make promises. You make campaign promises.
Yep.
Okay, I told you I was going to spoil this. You make campaign promises in order to get people to back you or fund you.
Yeah.
Because some people you got to get money from.
Yep, that's true.
Okay. You're shaking hands all the time. You're running errands for people to try and make them happy. So you're making the decisions that they want you to make in order to basically get their vote.
Yep.
And their loyalty behind you, so that when you go up against your brother, it's not just you fighting the man.
It's Albion fighting the man.
Okay. So you're basically rallying all these people, and the way that you do that is you have to talk to them, you have to run quests for them, you have to make them your friends, you have to repair their homes, you have to repair their cities, you have to do and spend a lot of time making money. I'm going to tell you right now, for anybody who's played a Fable game before, you know that you have the ability to do side quests and you to work different jobs. Blacksmithing, making food, and
I don't think making food was a part of 2. Blacksmithing, loot playing, beer and tapping. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beer tapping.
Okay.
Bartending.
Right.
So they've changed. I don't think you can bartend in this game. I haven't done it. I know you can pie make. You can blacksmith, or you can loot hero it up.
Which, by the way, the loot hero thing is hysterical. That was the first thing. I was like, oh my gosh, they get it.
Yep, they get
it. Okay, so the loot playing now is now called loot hero. Like Guitar Hero. Again. Love the sense of humor Lionhead. But you really do need to invest the time in those activities. You know, in 1 and in 2, you could blacksmith in a moment of need to buy a weapon that you really wanted, but there really was no overriding reason to spend, like, you know, 10 minutes blacksmithing. It was...
Unless you really needed the money.
Exactly. It was kind of like, oh my
God. And you had a personal vendetta to top your... Or if you had a personal vendetta to personally best yourself.
Yeah.
In streaks.
What I will say right now is, you need to work jobs, people. You're gonna need money. You're gonna need, like, a shit ton of money. So I'm gonna tell you right now, you need to work. So, a thing that is different in the game is that you don't have the same kind of control over your expressions as you did. So the expression wheel is gone. Now when you interact with people, as you approach them, you basically get the ability to interact with them or to give them money. Just right off the bat. Okay? And definitely you want to spend some time throwing some money at some people when you have, you know...
Especially the ones that are begging on the floor.
Yeah, because then they'll get up and they'll stop, like, begging, which is really nice. Because it gets annoying after a while. It's kind of like walking through, like, downtown D.C. Just like, oh my God.
I'm sick of eating stew.
I'm sick of hearing you say you're sick of eating stew.
It's so cool.
As you interact with people, it will basically give you 2 to 3 options. One's a nice one.
One's a bad one, and then one's a medium.
And one's kind of like a neutral coin toss.
Yeah,
Some people will like it, and some people won't. You still have to hold to get the ultimate expression thing, so that hasn't changed in the game. But I miss the expression wheel, because there are times that I want to do a specific expression and you don't get that option. It will line them up in the order of which it thinks that
it should happen,
and you just get to make the choice of whether or not you do it or not. So you can walk away. You don't have to do an expression if you don't like the choice, but it makes opening some demon doors a little bit difficult.
Oh God, that particular demon door. And they brought them back, by the way, in this game.
And I'm glad that they brought the demon door back.
I'm trying to think.
And they look better than they did before.
I'm trying to think that there was what? I think there were either 9 or 11 demon doors in 2. I can't remember exact number.
I think there were 11.
Yeah. So, I mean, and obviously to open each door, and I mean, the funny thing about the demon doors then in 2 is they unlocked a bit of history of Albion. There was always a scene that you went through that unlocked some type of history from the past in Albion. And so far in my experience with the demon doors that I've opened, they don't do that.
Are they mostly just gifts?
Like, there are gifts in there, but, like, there's this one demon door where I believe, you have to be 100% of your morality. So you can either be good or evil. If you didn't figure that out.
You gotta be 100% good.
Yeah, or 100% evil. Yeah, you can't be you gotta be true to your morality.
Yep, which means whatever you decide from the start of the game.
You gotta stick with it.
You gotta stick with it. So you can't be
one nice,
and then do one nice thing.
Yeah, you can't do it. I managed to do 100% good morality, because I did nothing wrong. Well, it's actually really kind of funny, because... In my opinion, I did 2 things wrong in my monarchy.
You did 2 things that were not positive.
No, they
were
not.
What'd you do?
All right. Well, I mean, if we're gonna backtrack, so
did you kick a puppy?
No.
Did you kick a kid?
I kicked a lot of chickens, but that's not even considered bad.
No, that's a funny.
That's
thing.
Pretty neutral.
And I don't like that. I think kicking chickens is wrong. It's just a chicken. What did the chicken do to you? Except for the demonic chickens. I'm going to tell you right now.
There are demonic, fire-breathing chickens.
There's a thing that you're going to run through in the game. I told you I was going to spoil it. There's a thing that you're going to run through in the game that, first of all, I have to say, is probably the most fun side quest in a Fable game that I've ever done.
Yep.
Okay. And you're basically going to come across a D&D instance within the game. It is so funny. And Lionhead, you know, takes his shot at themselves and cracks a joke, because at the end of the thing, you basically destroy the bad guy in the game.
By the one weapon that can hurt the bad guy.
With one hit from the one weapon from the bad guy.
Which isn't supposed to be that easy to obtain.
Yep. And they even crack a joke about it being like, well, that's really anticlimactic. What kind of person makes a game where you kill, like, the ultimate
bad guy in one hit?
One shot. So, final thoughts. Fable 3, awesome. Absolutely fucking amazingly awesome. I am, even with the glitches, which
there are, there are loads of glitches.
Okay.
Oh my god, glitches.
I love...
Glitches be crazy.
I love being stuck in the map and I can't go anywhere and leave the map and just have to sit there and look at the map.
I love my dog fuses with trees and refuses to move.
Yeah, your dog does something.
My dog in particular seems to really like to do that.
Your dog really does like to just run into the middle of a tree and just stay there.
Yep.
Wolves do that too sometimes, which is interesting.
And Jasper, your Jasper has a twitch.
Yeah, my Jasper actually is a spastic monkey.
Yeah.
And gets a little twitchy.
Very twitchy.
Pretty
twitchy. I was like, poor John Cleese.
Yeah, he has a nervous tic.
Well, I mean, the land's in peril.
Yeah.
He's an older gentleman. He's allowed to have concern.
He is. I love how sometimes my dog just walks through walls. My
dog's, it's a ghost Jesus. Dog.
No, my dog is Jesus.
No, that'd be him walking on water.
He has walked on water.
I haven't seen that.
And
don't forget, Ninja, your random spout of nakedness.
Yeah, every once in a while, my character just winds up naked. It's really kind of weird. We'll walk into a room, and I'll have clothes on. And we'll walk out of the room, and I'm just naked.
Yep.
But you don't see me as naked for about 5 minutes. And
yeah.
Like, oh, wait, now you're naked. I'm like, no, I've been naked. My character has been naked this entire time.
And I have never been naked.
I don't know what happened, but I came out of a mission and I had on no clothes. But nobody saw me as being naked. Like, all the people were like, hey, looking good. And I'm like, no, usually when you're naked, they're like, why are you like that? You should put some clothes on. And, you know, Panda's like, you have clothes on. I'm like, no, I'm naked. And so finally I had to take a camera phone picture.
And send it to me.
And texted you, be like, no, this is what my character looks like.
And she was, in fact, naked.
And I was,
in your bra and panties.
In your bra and panties. But, like, my character
Xena warrior princering
it. Right now, running around with this big-ass hammer and rifle on my back in my bra and my panties.
She got her bra and her panties, her bra and her panties, her bra and her pants. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hot.
It is, kind of, actually. Here we're actually talking about our playthroughs and Eshmom actually getting involved in yours. Because once again, Eshmom should never, ever be used as your navigation system.
Ever.
Take a listen. God of War 3 walked away with best PS3 game.
Who won that last show? Was that Demon? Was that Demon? No, it was Uncharted 2. Got Game of the Year.
Got Game of the Year, but best PS3 game last year. It might have been Uncharted 2.
Yeah. That really pisses me off, because I thought Demon's Souls was a very strong contender last year.
Well, shit, I thought Heavy Rain was a contender.
No. As good as Heavy Rain was, no.
It's unique and it was PS3 only.
Yes. Yes, but at the same time,
that game fucked up my shit. You for didn't like even weeks.
You only played once.
I only needed to play it once.
But I'm just saying,
I tried to start playing it another time and my husband was like, no, you're not doing that to yourself again.
I don't.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong.
My heart broke when he was yelling through the wall, Jason! Jason! I was like, oh no, find your kid!
No. That's not even the part that messed me up.
He didn't find his kid.
That's not even the part that fucked my shit. The thing of that game that really fucked my shit up is when you're doing the butterfly challenge. Because at one point I almost died because I kept going the wrong way because Eshmom was like, I know where you're supposed to go. Don't listen to Eshmom.
No, Eshmom does not.
Rule one.
She is not the navigation system that you should use. She's not. She's
like, you should go in the opposite way of the fire. And I'm like, I was doing that. No, you weren't. You were going against the fire. And I'm, because after a while, because this is an area where you have to crawl through this tunnel, and there's nothing but broken glass. So you have to, you got to go slow, because if you go too fast, you'll bleed out. And you can't stay in a place too long, because you'll bleed out. And all you have is matches to help you figure out which way you're supposed to go. And apparently, as you're going through it, if you go down a certain way, you'll actually see one of the fathers who went looking for one of their kids. If you've never played the game, then you need to do that.
Serious?
Yeah. One of the fathers. You don't know which one it is, obviously, because it's not like you can search them. But there's a dead body in there, so you know that, at least one of the fathers went out looking and got as far as the butterfly.
Wow.
But didn't make it. Curled up and is dead.
And you, like, you could put your light up to it and you kind of, you know, you freak out. And I'm like, holy shit, there's a body over there. Dude, like, it's creepy. It was creepy as hell. I was so hoping, and I know we've talked about that before, I was so hoping that later on throughout the challenge you would see remnants of the other fathers who had attempted. So, I mean, I was kind of glad to see him, but not because obviously he died, so he didn't do it. But still, I was hoping to see more remnants of other fathers who tried.
Well, obviously, when you get to the end of the game, obviously you're
depending on how you play it.
Well, no, I mean, not even depending upon how you play it. When you get to the end of the game, with the exception of one ending, when you get to the end of the game, obviously no other father has gotten through it. Because if you think about it, any other father who got to that end...
Right, their kid would have been alive and there wouldn't have been so many victims.
Exactly, because they would have taken that fucker out.
Hopefully. Yeah. I don't know, though.
Because they would have got their kid back.
Because they never fully explained that. Because, you know, they never gave the option for the bad guy to actually relinquish the kid. You know, like, I always thought that there would possibly be an option that if you did everything right and you made it to your kid.
Right.
But maybe your main character never put two and two together to figure out who the bad guy was. And maybe the bad guy was just watching to see if you would make it. And if you make it, you get your kid back. You know, so maybe he just fades off into the darkness, runs away with that lady. Because I totally thought that was going to happen.
Yeah, I really thought that he was going to end up with that chick.
Well, depending on one of your scenarios, she'll actually figure it out that it's you. And she kills you. Or rather, she kills the bad guy. At the end of one of the scenarios. If no
well,
one
else, you know,
because if nobody else makes
one
it.
One of her kids.
Because if no one else makes it. The bad guy's walking down the street and she shows up and like he's ready to like embrace her because remember, you know, at one point you get kind of hot and heavy with her maybe. And she's like, you know, I went and I talked to all the other parents and none of them were hiring a detective. And, you know, and he's just kind of sitting there like, oh shit. You know, doesn't, you know, try to discourage it. He knows it's coming and she just shoots him point blank in front of this cafe. So you're like, yep, you're going to prison, but at least... You got your, you know, your revenge. So I mean, there's so much you need to pull. You gotta do it, sis.
No, I can't play it again. I can't do it. I don't have the intestinal fortitude.
Would you want? Well, if you want to see all the endings, I have them all. So once I get the game back from King Baby Duck, you can at least see all the endings so you can see it.
Okay.
Without having to play it.
That'd be good.
Cheater.
Hey.
Anyway, Heavy Rain was a good game, but I don't know if it was strong enough of a contender because if you really look at game mechanics, there's not too much going on there. Yeah, we're gonna shake this, we're gonna pound this, we're gonna hold this, we're gonna twist her.
You're gonna shake it, you're gonna pound it and twist it?
Yep. Yahtzee!
We really need to do video.
But I'm just saying, I don't think game mechanic-wise, in terms of what you do, I don't think that was enough.
Yeah, but I mean, game mechanic-wise, and we're talking about best PS3 game, game mechanic-wise, what was different in God of War 3? It was the same quick time event.
Yeah.
Same weapon choice,
good
basically.
Point, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Because we're not talking about game of the year. We're just talking about best PS3 game. And I think that, you know, Heavy Rain was unique.
Yes.
Was PS3 only.
Yes.
Okay? And definitely, I think, is going to impact what some future games on the PS3 try to do and accomplish.
Oh, man. Do you know how cool Heavy Rain would be with Kinect?
Don't even get me started. That would be really fucked up.
That would be really awesome.
That would be really, really, like, really fucked up. Because, you know, they went back in and they added some stuff so
for,
to make
you it, could
move
use it
compatible.
To move. Yeah.
But I, yeah, that
they
would be
They did that
really,
for Resident Evil 5, too.
Yeah. But that would be real fucked up.
Oh, man.
Like, the whole thing with Madison.
Not even.
Oh, my God. Don't even
lizard?
Do the finger thing. Don't
Frickin
even
lizard?
Do the finger thing. That's fucked up.
It's like, all right, go ahead. Cut off your finger. Go get that hot iron. Get.
Oh, my God. That'd be fucked up. I didn't use the iron.
You get an achievement if you cauterize it, too. So when you chop, you get an achievement for cutting it off and cauterizing it. You get an achievement for hacksawing because that's not a simple whack. That's a Yeah, yeah. And then there's one for clippers when you take a rusty pair of pliers and yeah.
Oh, that's messed
up.
No, I just took the butcher knife and I was like, come on, dude, just do it, just do it.
Oh, man. And I went back and I did the mod. I was like, all right, hacksaw. I'm like, oh. Because at first he goes to try to axe it, but it gets halfway caught through. So then he's got a saw.
Oh, that's fucked up.
So he's like, ah.
Oh.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's really fucked up.
Oh my god, and then, oh my god, doing the sexy dance when you're Madison. That'd be kind of cool with Connect. Do, 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 do. Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah, my Madison died, so
yeah, she wouldn't have. She wouldn't have. She didn't make it to the nightclub.
She didn't. She didn't. She didn't make it to the club.
She didn't pop and lock it.
She didn't. She didn't pop, drop, and lock it.
No,
she did not.
She died.
Yes, she died.
This next clip is actually back in the days before we didn't know what the Vita was gonna be, and it was under that secret fucky wucky name. Whatever.
Fucky Wucky.
Yeah, like, no.
Fucky Wucky was a bear. Fucky Wucky had no hair. Fucky Wucky wasn't very fucky, was he?
And he didn't give Sony any money.
No.
Not really.
No.
But this is a clip back from then when we were talking about the ideal price point for this piece of shit. Take a listen.
Alright, so the last thing that we've got before we go, because we have to talk about it, and I'm going to give Panda my notes because I'm pretty sure she hasn't read anything because... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pandas don't read.
Pandas should read. Pandas should do homework. It's a beautiful thing.
I did homework.
Well,
I did homework for 7 years. I have three more
left. Yeah, a few left to go. So, we have to talk about the NGP. Or, as the entire rest of the world refers to it and knows what it's going to be, the PSP2. So, earlier this week, Sony released a new Ericsson phone, which everyone thought was going to be the PlayStation phone because it has a slide-up screen and there's a D-pad and PlayStation
and
buttons.
And it kind of looks like a...
And it looks like a PlayStation phone. But it's not the PlayStation phone, although they are making a suite that they're calling the Suite of PlayStation 2 games that you would be able to actually play on this device, and that they're going to open up and make available to Android devices as well. And so everyone thought that that was the big announcement from Sony. And then not a day later, they announced the NGP, which stands for the Next Generation Portable. Because they don't want to call it the PSP2, but when you look at it...
It's the PSP2.
It's the PSP2. Now, it looks nothing like any of the mocks that we saw of what it could possibly be. My favorite one was the PSP Go type model that had a squared off screen that slid up that had touch controls both on the screen and the back. I was hoping that that's what it would look like. No, it just looks like a more rounded, streamlined PSP. What's interesting is that this device will have 3G capability. So very much like the iPad 3G and your iPhone, which means that you would be able to get content from the PlayStation Store on the go.
So you can buy all the time.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, and not be reliant on just Wi-Fi being available. There are rumors that there will be a Wi-Fi only version of the device that will happen later on, probably in order to bring the price down, because Sony won't talk about price point. But I can tell you right now, people are pissed that the Nintendo 3DS is $250. There's no way, from what it looks like Sony wants to put into that device, that that thing's going to be less than that, which means...
Wait, people are pissed that the 3DS is $250?
Yeah.
But it's
'cause they're like, shit, if for $250... I could buy a Wii.
Why would you buy a Wii?
If we're talking money here, like, look.
Why would you buy a Wii? Like, come on. No, I'm being dead honest with you. Now, don't get me wrong. I have a Wii. And I love
too.
Epic Mickey.
That was
a great game. I mean, every once in a while, they have a shining glory.
Yeah.
They do. So you gotta keep your Wii for those.
I gotta keep my Wii for Legend of Zelda.
Mario Galaxies.
And yeah.
Mario Kart. Brawls.
I don't have to keep it for Brawls.
I do. And Epic Mickey.
Yeah, but did you hear about them shit-canning a bunch of people on the...
No. I don't.
So the development team for Epic Mickey...
They cut a lot of people from that team?
Yep.
Ouch.
Yep.
Ow, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
Because I really like Epic Mickey. Yeah, I thought Epic it has Mickey a great premise.
Yep.
But But anyway, I mean, comparatively, if you're looking at portables, Nintendo, I think, killed it. Like, Nintendo is on top of the port. I think
Nintendo's outside, on top of
the portable market. I honestly believe that. Unless you live in Japan.
But here's the thing, though.
Or you have a really great phone.
Smartphones are starting to.
Yeah, they're going. I think they're going to compete with Nintendo. They are. In the portable circuit.
They're feeling it because their profits were down.
Well now that they got the 3DS is out there and the rumors of it hurting children's eyes is a bunk. Now let's see what its capabilities are. Because now we got to see it in action.
I wasn't impressed with the 3DS. I still have my DSi. Mm-hmm. And I thought that it was really a boneheaded move on Nintendo's part to launch the DSi on top of the DS.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
Okay, and then on top of the DSi, barely a year later.
Talk about
the XL, and then without the XL actually really being sold,
drops
the 3DS.
That's true.
I think somebody
got a little excited.
I think somebody got like
someone showed their hand, and they shouldn't have showed their hand so early. Definitely, and I understand that. So, I mean, that's where I think the drop in their numbers are.
I don't think PlayStation should be in portable. I don't think that Sony should be worried about portable.
No. They need to worry about their PS3.
Yeah. The people who enjoy the games that are on Sony, those games don't really track very well to portability. And I think it's a mistake for Sony to try and be in portable. I think that's something that you let the smartphone developers and Nintendo have. And you focus on crushing it on the console.
Yeah, Sony. Work on your PS3. Work on a better TV.
Because I had the original 3D. PSP.
I know. I see the box.
Yeah. It should be actually in its box.
Probably is in its box.
Yeah, probably is up there. I'm pretty sure I put it up there.
But I'm just saying. So, I mean, back to our initial conversation. I mean, everyone, when the Wii came out, went Wii nuts. And hopefully, if you were smart,
went crazy.
If you were smart, you kept that Wii for the Shining Glory games that will come out. And there will be some. But there is so much more shovelware than there are quality games on your Nintendo.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But their portable systems have so many more good titles than their Wii does. So, I mean, I have a DSi too, and I have my little mini library.
Shit, I still have a Game Boy SP and an original Game Boy.
I have a Game Boy Advance. The one that's about, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have one.
No, I have a straight-up original Game Boy.
So, I mean...
That I could chiptune if I wanted.
I mean, I think they need to give Nintendo something, because
They just need to admit that as far as consoles go, Nintendo won that war and get out of this market.
Exactly.
Because I think it's a mistake. Especially if you're going to come out with a device that's going to cost more than what the 3DS is going to cost. That's not going to have 3D.
Yeah.
Okay? I get that it's going to have touch sensitivity, and that's great. I think it's interesting that we'll have...
But the Nintendo already had touch sensitivity. So they're not reinventing the wheel here. In fact, they're still
They're not bringing behind. Anything new to...
There's no innovation here.
You know, adopting the 3G just means, being able to get content on the go. Well, guess what? That's nothing new.
Yeah.
Everybody has been able to do that. So I don't want to say that I think that Sony is just biting off people's style. I think that they're biting off more than they can chew. I think that they are spending time trying to
dominate all markets. Dominate when they really all should specialize
of the business when they really should go, look, this is what we do. This is what we do kick well, ass at.
And
this,
let's just do that.
And let's
and be happy.
Do that and just knock that out of the park. Mm-hmm. Because, you don't see Microsoft really trying to get into portable. You know, you've got Windows Phone, which... is neat, but I don't think the Zune has done what they wanted it to do. I think if the Zune...
But if you've noticed, I don't see them trying to revamp the Zune either, so I think they see Zune as like, alright, well, we tried that, and that really didn't work,
and we'll
so,
support it.
I mean, for the 6 people who have them, we'll give them an office for, tech support. but let's really kick it on home for our top sellers, okay. which is smart.
They made the Kinect phone. It did nothing. So they learned their lesson. Windows 7 phone looks a little bit better, and I think it's going to be a little bit more widely adopted.
But I still don't think it's going to bring it on home either.
But I don't think that is going to...
Woohoo!
Yeah, I don't. I don't think that portable is a place for the Xbox and the PlayStation 3, because the people who are on those systems, while we are mobile... I don't think we're that heavy into mobile gaming all the time.
Well, especially because we have to make a living in order to buy the games you guys make.
Right, so when we're in the car, we're more
We're definitely driving. Not gaming while we're not driving. Gaming. Exactly.
You know, I think it's different when you're sitting in the back of a vehicle and you've got nothing else to do.
Road trip!
Yeah, and so I think it would be smarter for both Microsoft and Sony to go...
To get out of the market.
Portable is for Nintendo. Let them deal with that. Let them roll with that.
Give them something, because they certainly don't have console gaming.
As far as you and I go, like, the only time that I take my portable game things out with me is when I'm going on a trip, because the only time I have to sit down with a portable, really, is when I'm on a plane or I'm on a train.
Or I'm in a hotel room and I can't bring my console, or I'm not going to carry my console with me for 3 days.
Right. You know, if I'm going to be gone for a week, I might seriously
I'd have to even be further away than a week.
Really?
Yeah. To really think about,
like, if I'm talking like a full 7 day week, not like a work week.
If we had to move in with a relative for like a month, I'd bring my setup. Yes, I would.
Oh yeah, yeah. If I'm going someplace for a month, fuck it. But no, Xbox is coming.
I've never been really big on carrying my console with me. But back when I was PC gaming, that was fairly easy.
Yeah. No, if I'm going someplace like a party or something, and they don't have Rock Band, I have straight up brought my system and my band kit.
Right. Well, house. That's fine. But I mean, but your entire setup, you didn't have to bring your whole Xbox. No. That's what
I
mean.
Yeah, I did, like, didn't have an Xbox.
Oh, all right. See, I brought peripherals before to a LAN party.
Oh, yeah. I've brought peripherals. But yeah, they didn't have an Xbox and we were going to be there for like 5 hours. I was like, do you have a big TV? And they're like, yeah, it's like 65 inches. I was like, hold up. I snagged the Xbox and Rock Band.
Well, that makes sense. But I think it's right. I think Sony and Microsoft need to drop that market, specialize, and really hone in on what is their niche, and really fine-tune that and make that the best product it can be.
Agreed.
I think that would be wise.
So, yeah.
Give Nintendo its portable.
Yep.
Because, I mean, they got a knack for it, I think. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the funny thing is, I mean, I'm probably not getting a 3DS.
No, I'm not.
Anytime soon. Yeah. I mean, I have had my DSi for maybe 2 years now. And the only thing I really play on it is Pokemon. Or like a little bit under.
I'm playing Zelda Spirit Tracks on my DS.
So I mean, like, and I just ordered.
I played Geometry Wars on it too.
Pokemon,
that was awesome.
You know,
and Rhythm
White. But I mean, that's about it. Like, I mean, I don't, I did a review for a PSP game a while ago, had to borrow a friend's PSP to play it, and I mean, the game was fun, but, you know, I
didn't like, immediately want to run out and buy your own.
Right, exactly. Like, I was like, I'm not going to buy myself a PSP to play this. I'm just going to borrow somebody else's, get the review done. And the game was fun. I thoroughly enjoyed the game. But yeah, afterwards I was like, it's not for me. Not to mention I've had an issue with, you know, UMD anyway.
Oh, don't get me started on UMD.
Yeah. So, I mean, give Nintendo the portables, work on your niche, and be happy. Just be happy.
Yeah. Just that's what Pandalicious says.
Put it to bed, Sony. Put it to bed.
And just be happy.
And be happy.
I had a bad reaction to our first rejection letter.
Oh, it was so bad. I had to listen to that for weeks.
About E3 and our ability to go, not go. And I basically ranted.
And raved.
I didn't rave. Oh. I just ranted. I was a raving lunatic.
Yeah, that's why you were, raving. Raving mad. With rage.
Yeah, and not raving rabid.
She was lactating with rage.
Just take a listen.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm
a little bitter. I'm still a little bitter.
I know. If you guys have not figured it out yet.
We're not going to go in there.
No,
I'm just going to say I'm a little bitter.
No, we're not going to go there.
Because we've got other stuff to talk about that's really funny.
No, really fast. I'm really upset we're not going to E3 because apparently we've been told that we're shit. And we're not shit.
No, Alexa says that we're not shit.
All right. Well, then Alexa thinks we're shit. And I don't appreciate that.
No, not that we are shit. That we're not shit.
What do you mean
we're
not?
We ain't shit. Yeah, that's what
we're not the shit.
Right.
Oh, well then emphasize the next
That's time. What I was trying to get at. It's not that we are shit.
All right, well then
it's
Alexa doesn't think shit. That we're the shit.
Right.
And we're not the shit enough to go to E3 as media.
Yeah, so, you know.
We're a little upset, so we're obviously not making the venture okay. this year.
That's all right. It's cool.
So, we got taxis, ain't going to be falling in love in LA anytime soon.
No, no LA love.
Sorry, Major. Looks like a mayor. I won't be riding any buses with you in LA.
No bus riding.
No bus riding in LA for Pandalicious this year.
No.
Or any year, since I don't like to take the bus.
Although the BART's pretty awesome, actually, in the...
The what?
The BART, which is the bus system in San Francisco. BART's pretty cool.
Alright, I'll trust you, but the idea of a bus, a regular bus, scare me. Think of all those horror movies or action movies where buses are blowing up and shit. You could be having a great day. Man, I just won the lottery. I can't wait to go home. Oh, I don't have enough for a taxi. Let me hop on this bus. Boom, there goes your life. Because of that fucking bus.
Because of that fucking bus.
See, and that's why I'd rather have my life in my own hands. Oh, car accident. That was my fault. Okay, but bus? Don't want to be taken out by no bus. A public bus, too?
School bus? Look, I don't even know how to respond to that.
I'm just saying, that's...
And you know me, I'm typically full of it. I got no response to that.
I'm just saying.
You know what?
Of all things to be taken out of in this world, a bus should not be one of them.
Okay. See? So there you go. Awesomeness that you didn't get to experience before. Not because it wasn't awesome. Oh, no. It's just because we ran our mouths too long and we actually couldn't include it in the episode.
That tends to be my weakness and my strength.
It tends to be our modus operandi.
Our MO.
If you would. It's, in fact, how we do, if you will.
This is how we do it.
All day, every day. Actually, only once a week, but as far as the podcast goes. But you can check out the stuff that we write on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use our short address, which is...
ESH.co. That's ESH.co. The short address will bounce to the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. Any questions or comments, go to mailbag@landofesh.com. We are available on iTunes, so go there, punch us in, and find us.
That's right. Simply go to the iTunes music store and search for Electric Sisterhood, and once we pop up in the results, you can't miss us. Go ahead and click on that subscribe button, which will ensure that you will get our brand new episodes the moment we put them out on the web for your enjoyment. If you're not living La Vida iTunes, you can also find us in the Zune Marketplace the same way. Search us out, hit the subscribe, and get it in your box. Hot and fresh.
And if you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But if you're looking for us, you should look for everybody else who hangs out with us, too.
That's right, because we're not the only crew that makes up the Land of Esh. Oh, no. While all new episodes typically go out on Mondays, you can follow that up on Tuesday with a brand new episode of the Boston Bass Brigade podcast, which we highly recommend. It's fun. Fun for the entire family.
It's fantastic.
It is. It is full of fun. They put the F-U in fun. There you go. On Wednesday, you can follow that up with a brand new episode of the Geek Agro podcast. And for the rest of the week, keeping your nerd needs in check, there's all the stuff that we write on our respective websites. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Land of Esh. We're on the Twitters. If you want to see the entire Land of Esh list, then visit my page, twitter.com/NinjaSista, with an H on the end, and check out the Land of Esh list. Did I mention we have a magazine? Oh, no, I didn't? Well, you should get it, because it's full of awesome sauce. Literally, it is extra awesome sauce to the awesome sauce that is the Land of Esh. So make sure that you're interacting with us on all our different platforms. We are of the tubes, and we are for you.
Yeah.
What shit you digging this week, Panda?
Boys.
You said that last
No, week. I didn't.
Yes, you did. And then you're like, I'm just playing in.
Yeah, but now I really mean it. Boys.
Okay, fine.
All right, never mind. Doctor Who. I'm now into David Tennant. He's sexy. And he's a doctor. What are you digging?
Know your meme. I love that website.
Like the vagina is haunted meme. Your vagina is haunted!
Yeah. It just makes me laugh all day long. And at the same time, I feel like I'm learning. I'm not, but I feel like I am. And really, there's a lot of value in that for me.
The more you know.
Wing! So as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I am Pandalicious.
And we are out until next week, people.
Bye!